This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports with Balls. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
I think anytime you go through adversity, it makes you stronger if you allow it to. Again, last year is in the past. We are 11 games into this season, and we've went through adversity this season as well. And when you go through that, you know, do you let it shape you, right? Do you allow it to be humble and to learn the things that you can learn from it, understanding that when you go through adversity, you know, that is a great opportunity for growth. Both different players, different schemes, everything like that. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry are phenomenal football players that help their team win football games. And Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley are phenomenal football players that help their teams win football games. You know, excited about the opportunity this week because it's our next one. It'll be a really good opponent, really well coached. Yeah, big, strong, fast, hard to tackle, as advertised when you see him in person. You got to have a relentless effort to the football, which is everything we pride ourselves in defensive football, playing good football. Because if you're not, he's able to hit a home run.
Nick Sirianni, head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, talking about the matchup between Baltimore and Philly. That particular comment was Derrick Henry versus Saquon Barkley. They don't play against one another. One's on the sidelines watching the other do their thing, but they are the top two running backs, rushing yards-wise, in the National Football League. So this is going to be fun to watch. Both are coming off big games. Barkley, brilliant against the Rams. Henry was a monster against the Chargers. So something's got to give. And we also heard Sirianni talking about the quarterback running back duos, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, all four playing at Pro Bowl levels. Lamar playing at an MVP level. Hurts might make a run around the backstretch to do that. We'll see what Sunday afternoon has in store for us. Barkley, I think, is making a real run, no pun intended, at getting consideration, even though it's usually considered a quarterback award. But no shortage of star power. Two really good teams. Eagles won 7 in a row. They're first place in their division, the NFC East. The Ravens coming off a win on the road against the Chargers, where they ended their 4-game winning streak, LA's. So Ravens 3-point favorites. Let's, as Ray Lewis say, get that chin strap ready. We're ready to rock and roll. 425 M&T Bank Stadium as the Ravens possibly by Monday morning could be in first place in the division because the Steelers have Cincinnati coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's going to be I did the Eagles film this morning. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup. You know, because like you said, Bob, I mean, Barkley's playing the best I've seen him play probably since Penn State. Because he looks fast, explosive. He's catching the ball on screen passes and stuff. He looks really, really good. And Hurts is the benefit of having Barkley, in my opinion.
Well, Barkley wasn't there 2 years ago when they made it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he played like an MVP.
And A.J. Brown's a stud.
Yep.
I mean, that's a 226-pound wide receiver. That's a big man. And then defensively, Bob, because I don't really pay much attention to the Eagles, but Dean, their linebacker, the kid out of Georgia, he's fast as hell. I mean, he can go in that Bond. He's, I think, leads the league in tackles. He's another, similar to what we just saw from the Chargers, though, undersized linebackers that are really fast. But this is a game, this game here, this one's going to be all about Falele, McCary, Lindebaum. That's what it's going to be about because that Jalen Carter, Bob, he's a beast. He is really good. And the inside guys, they got to bring their lunch pail this week.
It's 88-81-0-5-7 The Fan. It's our last work day of this Thanksgiving week because it's a company holiday tomorrow and Friday. As a matter of fact, so if you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. If you're working today, if you're out and about, be careful on the roads. But if you want to check in with this matchup, Battle of the Birds, Philadelphia, Nick Sirianni, who we just heard from, and we're going to talk more about this with Elliot Shore, what's his name there?
Elliot Shore Park
from WIP. In September, a lot of Eagles fans wanted him gone, Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yeah.
And after their meltdown of last year, which he referenced in the opening of the show, wanted him gone. Now he's a guy that seems stable in his job security because they're probably, given the fact that Dallas stinks, the Giants are a debacle, Washington's struggling, they're going to run away with that division. Now the question is, can they catch Detroit? And Minnesota's still at their 9-2 to possibly be the number one seed. Now, Lamar Jackson, historically great against NFC teams. So that usually trends in the right direction because Lamar usually plays well on Monday nights, which he did a couple of nights ago, for the most part. Mike Preston only gave him a C-plus in his grade, though. And I do not question Mike Preston's grades at all because if I got a C-plus, I was lucky that year.
I was happy. If I got C-pluses, I thought Lamar probably, you know, was he at his best an A-plus game? No, but he played good enough to win on the road on a Monday night, had 120 quarterback rating. I think people are getting spoiled, Bob.
Well, yeah, when you have 126, whatever it was, you account for 3 touchdowns, no turnovers, and you get a C-plus, that's a tough grade. But the point is, he plays well on Monday night, did it again historically against NFC teams. So if you want to follow trends, and at 425, all that trend goes out the window. It's all about what happens for the next 60 minutes. You kind of like the Ravens' chances. But this is a heavyweight fight.
Yep.
On Sunday afternoon heading into Thanksgiving weekend. Well, it's already Thanksgiving weekend, but the Ravens hit the bye, too. So you want to go in there, you're 8-4, you get to 9-4, you're on bye, you get healthier, then you have the Giants looming. Yeah, you're making a run at your Kansas City's only lost one game, so getting the number one seed might not be realistic, but to get up in the twos, and as long as you're playing in the playoffs up until the AFC Championship game has to come through Baltimore, that's not unrealistic at all right now.
No, and especially, you know, Pittsburgh, they go to Cincinnati, and then they got the Eagles at Philly, you know, after that, when the Ravens are on bye. So, in reality, the Ravens could be sitting home on bye on Sunday, you know, especially if they win, Bob, and they have a lead in the division.
Speedy and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Again, it's a short week, so get in here. 410-583-1057. Woman Crunch Wednesday. We're picking the songs. You are, anyway. Favorite female artiste or band, and we'll make that happen for you. So we got a lot of football talk. We got Eagles film today, right?
Yep.
Eagles film. We'll start that later on in this hour. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us, Shaking It Up Sports, our insider, coming up at 11 o'clock. We got notes from the North. We'll go to Cleveland. We'll go to Cincinnati. And we'll go to Pittsburgh as the AFC North in full effect coming up this week, including an interdivision game between the Bengals and Steelers, as we referenced. Got Maryland Hoops coming up on The Fan at 425 as the Terps coming off that come-from-behind win against Villanova. They host Bucknell, so stay tuned for that. Top 20, or the college football rankings came out. Now, the rankings, it's two different things. Rankings, playoff rankings. Oregon's 1, Ohio State's 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4, Notre Dame 5. However, the seeds in regards to the playoffs, it's Oregon, Texas, Miami, Boise State. So some of those teams in the top 5 actually have to play that first weekend. And the four I just said, Oregon, Texas, Miami, Boise, get byes. And they wait for opponent to be determined here.
Yeah, and Bob, the only thing, like, if they were to play today, the matchups, not crazy. You know, it's got Indiana at Penn State. You know, Tennessee's at Georgia. I would rather have Tennessee go to where, you know, Penn State or something, and let Indiana or somebody go to Georgia. Don't have SEC versus SEC, Big Ten versus Big Ten. I hope they do that when it comes time.
Yeah, to your point, things will change, I would assume. Next couple of weeks, you know, the first round games are underwhelming. There's no intriguing matchup, at least for now. But again, things are still there. You still have Alabama clanking around. They just won't leave for whatever reason, as I guess. Keep in mind, by the way, ESPN in bed with the SEC.
Yeah.
So they're going to do everything they can. Not that they would have any pull, but we don't have to be to Colombo to figure out what they would want to see.
You know who may get in, Bob? South Carolina.
Yeah, SEC.
Yeah. If they beat Clemson.
Well, they should have beat Alabama
a couple
months ago.
No doubt.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda, but it is what it is. So their playoff rankings are out. We'll get into that. Speaking of college football, Maryland's at Happy Valley, taking on Penn State. Again, Penn State's a team that might be a top four seed before the playoffs start.
Oh, they beat Maryland, they'll be...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they're 25-point favorites. Maryland just trying to salvage something positively as their season's going to come to an end. They're not bowl eligible, and I know there's 5,000 bowls, and maybe 5-7 could get you in. But, you know, I'm not optimistic. Nobody wants to see the Terps win more than I do, and especially against Penn State. I'll see it, if anything. I'd be surprised if Penn State doesn't win by at least 20.
Yeah.
That would be the surprising thing to me.
Yeah, I agree with that totally, Bob. I mean, because if you're the Terps, I mean, if you're a Terp player, Bob, you know, you're going up there on Saturday. It's going to be cold. It's going to be like 20-some degrees. There's going to be 90,000 people there. What do you got to play for?
Pride.
We've seen them shut it down before.
Yeah, better Maryland teams than this one went up to Happy Valley and got their pants pulled down. They got pulled down last year at College Park. But anyway, let's go Terps, huh? It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan. Blake Snell signed with the Dodgers. What does this mean for Corbin Burns? We'll get into that. We got film, as we said. We got keys. We got picks. Because it's Friday on a Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays, everybody. Hear from the Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over 100, 102.3 to be exact. He's also very nimble with his feet as he's thrown 13 touchdown passes. He's rushed for another 11. So this guy is a weapon, and he's going to have to be accounted for sure. Yeah, and he took a lot of heat last year as the Eagles as a team kind of melted down. Devontae Smith missed the game against the Rams. I guess his status to be determined coming up on Sunday. But A.J. Brown, as you said, he's a stud. Goddard's a stud. And then in Saquon Barkley, you have a guy that could be certainly worthy of MVP consideration. But Jalen Hurts, say what you will, say what you won't, completing 69% of his passes, too. Let's not underestimate his ability to make plays here.
Yeah. He does a good job extending plays from the pocket. He's not as accurate just from the pocket. But when you look at, I mean, look at the defenses they played lately, okay, on their seven-game streak. Browns at home, the Giants, the Bengals, the Jaguars, the Cowboys, the Commanders, and the Rams. Not many good defenses that they played in those seven wins. You know, so I think this is going to be, and the Ravens are not great. Yeah, defensively, they're
qualify that one.
Yeah, they're getting better. They're good against the run, and so that's what the heavyweight matchup's about: who can run the ball and who can stop the run. That's going to be one of the biggest things.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. Pat Benatar, chosen by you, the people. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's get out to the phones. You have predictions. You have concerns. You have thoughts. Let's hear them. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving, because I know I ain't going to talk to y'all tomorrow. You got the JR. Hey, as I'm sitting here thinking, I had to ask quick draw about Devontae, and y'all just cleared it up. He may not play. I was thinking about the best 1-2 punching receivers in the NFC. So if he don't play, even though A.J. Brown can play, to me he'll be like a chase when we played the Bengals. Then I started running hot because you had a guy call in talking about the scouts for the Ravens. And you look at two receivers that went in the second round, played better and still play better than the person we picked in the first round. And I'm not going to digress, but y'all know what I'm talking
Hollywood
about.
Hollywood Brown. Debo Samuel got Debo Samuel got picked in that that draft after him, too. Let's not forget
so
that.
Was Metcalf?
DK Metcalf. Metcalf.
Yeah. Hey, man, why y'all got to do that?
You brought it up.
I ain't want to talk about it.
Anyway, and A.J. Brown was a pain in the Ravens' ass when he played for Tennessee. Let's not forget that.
I know. But he could have been a Raven, and I always think about that. But anyway, let's get back to what I'm saying. The defensive line for Philly, yeah, you're right, Vinny. That right side of the offensive line, they're really going to earn their keep. And hopefully that's what it's going to boil down to, the line play. Because I think I wanted to talk about the packages as far as like if what's up with the linebacker that's hurt with the hamstring. Maybe
Roquan,
he'll play tomorrow.
Roquan.
Maybe he'll come in and out. And I'm trying to think of a package where the other linebacker, the second year when y'all said, I mean, that one game he had like the most tackles, but then you ain't hear about him. Next thing you say he didn't play to put the Harrison and the other guy in. So if you can flip-flop them, put two in for passing and keep two in for running, because, you know, they only got one big threat and they got the tight end. So, like I said, it's going to boil down to the defensive line, man. See, y'all done made me hot. Now I got to go cool off.
Hey, you're the one brought up the receivers. What are you doing, Joe?
Right,
it's self-inflicted damage.
All right, Bob.
Have a great Thanksgiving,
man. Have a great holiday, bro.
You got it. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Vance in Ellicott City. Vance, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call. Two issues. The first of all, I'm very concerned the Ravens will get cute like they always do. like in the game that we lost against Pittsburgh. Should there be any fourth down situation, I'm sorry, going for 2 points with a short yardage, that you would not always have Lamar and Henry on the field together? That's why you got them there. They're both prime athletes. So why would you help the other side by not having one or the other on the field? And what the Ravens consistently do is get cute. They did it last year in the championship game. They did it in 2019. And the other thing I'm concerned about, it's these penalties. How many first and 25s can Lamar get over? I mean, 10, 12 penalties a game, and we're at week, 14 are we now? 13, 14?
13.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, don't you think those, but just answer the question, is there any situation when it's short yardage that Lamar and Henry should not be on the field? What gets the Steelers, they called two consecutive plays, and Henry wasn't on the field for either play. That doesn't make any kind of sense to either of you two. I'll listen to your response. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call, and have a great holiday. There, Vance running hot.
Yeah, and we talked about that 2 weeks ago, Vance. We didn't agree with that two-point play either. So, you know, so we move forward to this week. They run two-point play, and Henry's out there.
Yeah, but do you learn lessons, I guess, is what
I think they. I think they definitely, you know, learned. I mean, if I'm a defensive coordinator, you're doing me a favor by not having Henry on the field from 3 yards away. That's all I can say. I mean, if you're going to put Justice Hill in, I know it's going to be a pass. You're not going to run him up inside. And then you kind of it's harder for Lamar because it takes away the threat of the inside run.
It's 5881057 The Fan. It's, I guess, a game day Wednesday. It's Woman Crush Wednesday because we're off the next 2 days. So we're doing picks, getting your predictions, your concerns. Ravens 3-point favorites over the Eagles Sunday at 425. If Philly fan's out there, you want 7 in a row. If you're running hot about that, Ravens have been underdogs, what, once this year? And that was the opener against
Chiefs,
Kansas City. But they're favored pretty much every other game. They haven't been that great against the spread, by the way. But let's go to Shiloh in West Baltimore. Shiloh, what's up?
Hey, you know what? Hey Bob. Hey, look, first and foremost, happy holidays to my two best guys, man, on the planet, man. You and Vinny, man.
Appreciate
that. Vinny, look. Check this out, Vinny. Look. Check this out, right? Now, I'm going to call this right, but I don't want to step out there too much. Just like a pre-Super Bowl, man, right? Hey, Vinny, look. All I say is this, right? I like what all been doing these last couple games. Like, we ain't all the way there just yet. But we easing that. But I like it, though. I like it. Now, I mean, let me ask you a question. Now, Humphreys probably played with A.J. Brown, what, Vinny? Humphreys on A.J. Brown?
Humphreys on A.J. Brown. Yeah, I could see that. Because A.J. Brown, he's a good route runner. He's 226 pounds. So he's a bigger man.
Now, what about White? Now, do you start White? Because I like what I see from White, right? So, well, I like that, right? But only person that really concerns me now, do you move him to the slot? You know what I'm talking about over there, 21.
Brandon Stevens.
Right. Yeah. So, do you move him to the slot? Because I like White on the other side, and you still got Wiggins. All I say is this, man: play our game, right? It's gonna be a good game. Now, the game before that. Browns and Steelers. I'm going to keep my eye on that.
Yes. Right? Oh, no doubt.
So, but here's what I'm saying. Vinny, I got faith, man. You know I keep faith in these guys, right? I like what all doing, but this is our Super Bowl right here, right?
No.
Play our game. Play our game. And Vinny, here's what I'm saying. When you do the keys, control the clock and keep Hurst off the field. You feel what I'm saying? Because he's mobile. You feel what I'm saying? He can make things happen. But control the clock, man. Vinny, real fast. Do you ease Mitchell in there some type of way on a running game, or is not that time right now? And I'm gonna listen to your answer.
All right, Shiloh, have a great Thanksgiving.
You know, if they have a package for Keaton Mitchell, I got no problem with it. I mean, I'm a Keaton Mitchell fan. So if he's on the field and he can make the explosive plays, I think he just needs one. Just get him one nice run, and then I think you're going to want to see him more and more. But it'll only help everybody else.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Woman Crush Wednesday. You want to join us? Now's the chance. 410-583-1057. Ravens 3-point favorites over the Eagles. You have a problem with that? Share your concerns or voice your displeasure. Get loud. Just keep it clean because, you know, it's an FCC-regulated radio station here. Got Terps at Penn State coming up Saturday. Big underdogs there. Can they pull the upset? I'm skeptical. Maryland Hoops today coming up at 425 against Bucknell. You get to hear that game on 105.7 The Fan. College football rankings came out last night. We'll get into that. And there's three games tomorrow. Only one of them seems intriguing, and weather might have a factor in that.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the Fan.
They make my job a lot easier. You know, I'm probably going to get a lot of credit, and you know, everyone's going to say this and say that, but in reality, the beauty of this game is, you know, it's a team game. It's hard to be great without the greatness of others, and those guys, and the tight ends, and the wide receivers blocking down the field are super amazing.
Tell you what, Saquon Barkley, yeah, he played for the Giants. Don't hate or love him. Plays for the Eagles, don't hate or love him. Certainly aware of him as a player through his college days at Penn State, who I hate. But he sounds very much like Derrick Henry. And not, I'm the man, I'm great, just look at me, look how I break ankles, and I do reverse flips, and there are things that I do that other humans walking the face of the planet are incapable of doing. Gave all the credit to the offensive line, tight ends, wide receivers, everyone that helps make this possible for him. So that's a selfless guy. Now, whether he's like this in real life, I don't know. But he certainly addresses it well within the media. There's a lot of arrogance, confidence in regards. If you got game, you can flout it, flaunt it, whatever. But I like the humility there. Sometimes people need a dose of humility. Right, Nolan?
Well, I don't think it's a facade either.
Correct.
I mean, I think everything we've heard from Sirianni, the teammates, everything is that as soon as he stepped foot in that locker room, it's like he was meant to be there the entire time. And that's coming from a division rival. So high praise for sure.
Yeah. And you know what? The thing, and everybody says that about him when he was at Penn State and stuff too, like he's a phenomenal guy. The thing about it is, if he would have stayed with the Giants, he wouldn't be doing what he's doing with Philly.
Ew. They may have won, what, one more game, maybe?
Yeah. So, I mean, he went to a place that really, you know, similar to Derrick Henry coming here. He went to a place that really needed him, and his skill set, his running ability and receiving ability is just what the doctor ordered for them.
All right, Ravens, 3-point favorites over Barkley, Hurts, and the Eagles. Eagles won 7 in a row. It's a heavyweight matchup. 425 at M&T Bank Stadium, and I expect a lot of Eagle fans to be at the bank. It's gonna be an interesting Sunday in downtown Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be...
Keep the peace, everybody.
Yeah.
Take the high road.
And we saw what the prices, ticket prices were going for.
Well, like, forget about that. I'm talking about the fisticuffs and the booze and the people popping off. And
you know, especially with a 425 kickoff, too.
That gets the tailgating.
Lathered up even
some
more.
Some people get there like 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, you're not awake for a 1 o'clock game. How are you going to be awake for... Whatever. Let's go to Jeff in Middle River. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Vinny and Bob. Y'all owe me apology, man, because I told y'all, I said, I think the Ravens should give Rashad Bateman a couple bucks, man, to boost his confidence. And what happened? They gave him a couple bucks, and Rashad Bateman been balling out of control. And also, I want y'all, let me know what y'all think about making Rashad Bateman the number one, Zay Flowers the number two, and Wallace the number three. And I'm going to sit back and see what y'all think about that, because Wallace is a monster, too.
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. And, you know, I don't remember disrespecting your opinion on Bateman, but I apologize for that. Matter of fact, we'll apologize to, I won't speak for Vinny, but apologize for Rashad Bateman because I thought he was kind of a stiff, and he's anything but a stiff. But a number one receiver? That's another question altogether.
Yeah, I don't know that, you know, do they really have a number one? Seems like it's a different guy every time. But, I mean, if you were ranking them, you know, Zay would be one, in my opinion. You know, and it, I mean, the way the Ravens play offense, they don't really go into a game with number one receiver and he's got to get all the targets, because there's some games that Zay only has 3 or 4 targets. So I don't really see with the Ravens, you know, like with the Eagles, you know, Like the way they played, like, A.J. Brown, he was their number one receiver. You know, and they have like a 1A with Devonta Smith. And you could probably say that about the Ravens. I don't really know. I think they have all capable guys. And, you know, I think Aguilar is a good three. Makes his one big play a game. And Wallace makes a play. So, I mean, everybody's a contributor. That's kind of how I look at it.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Vinny's film breakdown of the Philadelphia Eagles coming off a very impressive win against the Rams. SoFi Stadium, we're 24 hours later, the Ravens beat the Chargers. So the Birds win in L.A. Now they face each other here in Baltimore. Cordell Woodland, checking it up. Sports, our insider, joining us 11 o'clock. We got Whip Around. Boy, there was a ton of hoops last night. It's a feast. It's feast week. Got Indiana-Louisville coming up at noon. Maryland later on this afternoon. So if you like the round ball, we got you covered here on The Fan.
Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Jones Biller Hyundai has special Black Friday savings. See Kevin Brammer, the sales director, for a great sales experience. And check out the beautiful Jones Hyundai facility. LO special deals at Hyundai include low 0.9% and up to 60 months factory financing on Tucson's and Santa Fe's. Ask how to get a Yeti chair or cooler or AirPods. Jones Hyundai, they always give you a little extra. And banks are on site for instant credit approval. Kevin Brammer, he's going to give you $500 more than CarMax for your trade. Visit JonesJunction.com to check out what car or truck is right for you. And as always, every new vehicle comes with Jones for a lifetime, which includes free oil changes, free car washes, and an engine guaranteed for a lifetime. With over 1 million likes and reviews, you too can be a satisfied customer. Jones, they're only 15 minutes from the White Marsh Mall. So there's a Jones Junction tape frame waiting for you, just like me, my wife, my two boys.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's, the iconic Frosty with a caramel twist. It's got to be Wendy's. Terms apply, naturally flavored. Every year, I'm thankful to all of our Boomer Esiason Foundation supporters and partners who have given so much to allow for a second chance at life to those living with cystic fibrosis, including my very own son, Gunner. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Give your family a hug. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. It is Woman Crush Wednesday. Game day Wednesday because we're off the next two. Talking about the Ravens hosting the Eagles, 3-point favorites. First place team in Philly, winners of 7 in a row, including Sunday night, 37-20 over the LA Rams, and we'll get to the offense later in the show, but let's talk about that Philly defense and how they might pose some problems for the Ravens this coming Sunday.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is with their defense, they have four kids from Georgia that, guess who was the offensive coordinator going against them all
that
the time?
Would be in Todd Monken, I'm assuming?
Yeah, so I mean, he's going to know a lot of those players pretty well, but when you watch the film, 98 will jump out at you. Jalen Carter, he is a beast in the run and the pass. I mean, because he's big, he's quick, he's fast, he's explosive, he can rush the passer. You got to double team him in pass. You got to double team him. And this is going to be a huge, huge game for Filele, Lindebaum, McCary. Any of these guys considered about thinking about that, hey, man, you know, getting a lot of yards and all this, number one offense. If I want to beat a Pro Bowl and I can shut this guy down, you know, people are going to look at me differently because that kid's a really, really good football player. Jordan Davis on the other side, he was the one that the Ravens were considering at 14. He's just a run defender. He doesn't play pass. I think he's okay, but I don't think his second effort is not great. You know, and the thing with Jalen Carter is, he'll pick a side a lot of times, and you can kind of push him one way or the other because the Rams ran right at him and had pretty good success running the football at him. The other player that N'Kobe Dean, number 17, I like him a lot too. He's a small linebacker that he can run. He's explosive, fast, explosive, and he has 84 tackles. He's their second leading tackler with 3 sacks. And Jalen Carter has 3.5 sacks, but 7 tackles for loss. So he can get into the backfield. And they play fast defense. And what you can, because they're so fast, and the other linebacker, Zach Bond, he leads them with 105 tackles, and he's got 2 sacks. So he's like a 230-pound guy. Nakobe Dean's like 220. So they're undersized type guys. They're run-around guys, and that's why the Rams, a lot of waggle-type stuff and boots away, misdirection-type stuff worked at them, and running right at them worked at them. So I think, you know, and then losing Brandon Graham, he was really disruptive this past week. This past week, he was really good. But, I mean, Brandon Graham has had 20 tackles, 3.5 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. So that's a big loss for them. The way he, because he had a sack last week, a few tackles in the backfield. He was in the backfield a lot last week. Now, Josh Sweat, he's got 7 sacks for them. Looks a little stiff is what he looks to me. And I think, you know, you've got a stud on the inside, so they're getting doubled. So the guys on the outside a lot get singled up. And Josh Sweat, I believe that if they can protect the on the inside, the outside guys are not going to cause them problems. Josh Sweat's not going to cause Ronnie Stanley any problems. Their secondary. Now, Darius Slay must have got hurt or he got benched, one of the two, because he only played a couple quarters, then he was out. Who came in? Well, the kid that came in, he was... Their secondary is average, I think. Average at best. I think they're just okay. Their safety is Reed Blankenship. He's their third leading tackler. He's got 5 pass defense, 3 interceptions. And C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the other safety, he's got 48 tackles and 2 interceptions. So the two safeties are top 4 leading tacklers for them. So what does that mean? They get heavily involved in the run stuff. So I anticipate them being heavily involved. And then Cooper DeJean, remember the Ravens were thinking about drafting him. He's kind of their nickel guy. I like him. I like him. I think he's a smart, good football player. I just think corners are kind of suspect. And I think that they'll be able to take advantage of throwing the football, especially if Lamar's not getting pressure from the inside. So that's going to be the key thing. But Stafford had, a lot of times he had pressure and they brought the blitz, which Vic Fangio, he'll bring the blitz. But defensively, I think they're fast. And I think that they can move by. The Rams ran it right at them, just because they kind of pick sides. And if you can get Carter tired, you know, then those... He'll take some plays off and he'll let you push him side to side. So if the Ravens can get up, you know, and having to chase Lamar around all the time and stuff could wear them down. So I just think that they're built strong on the inside, good blitzers, run stuff. They run laterally, you know, running those pitch outs and stuff. I don't know that that's good. North, south. I think they're gonna want to run north south on these guys, but best defensive tackle I've seen so far.
They're ranked in the top 10 in every defensive category except for fourth downs. They're the number one total defense in football right now.
Yep.
Philadelphia.
Yep. Yeah, they are. No, I mean their inside guys cause a lot of problems, but the Rams got yards on them. The Rams definitely got some yards on them. So I think the Ravens are going to be able to move the ball. And I think they're going to be able to throw the ball some. And Stafford, he got sacked a couple times. Graham was the one. He beat the right tackle and came free. And Nakobe Dean on the blitz. So, I mean, that's why, Bob, when we're talking about Keaton Mitchell, I don't know Keaton's ready for that, you know, picking up the blitz. Justice Hill will have to be doing that. But they got smart players that are good players, smart in the secondary. But I think they're going to be able to throw it, and I think they're going to be able to run north-south at them.
It's been 888-1057. The Fan will do keys coming up at 12:30. Coming up next, however, our insider host of Shaking It Up Sports, Cordell Woodland, joining us, preview the game with Philadelphia, and look at how the Ravens could get healthier going into that bye with the Giants looming. By the way, speaking of the Giants, if you wanted Daniel Jones, forget about it. He's going to the Vikings. Thank you, Lord baby Jesus, for them.